And now this is a dictation for Kurt, C-U-R-T, Brandt, B-R-A-N-D, and T as in today, October 1761, addressed as a letter to Alexandria, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-I-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-S, 246-6490. Dear Dr. Smith, or Smith, a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Brandt with nephrotic range, proteinuria, and Prader-Willi syndrome. Since I saw him in the hospital in Alma, back in early January, he was admitted locally, McLaren Hospital, for persistent hypoglycemia. They stopped the sliding scale insulin. He has chronic lower extremity edema ulcerations, although appears improved. He has also a chronic right hand ulcer, followed through the CLARE, C-L-A-R-E, wound clinic, which appears to be improving. Presently, no antibiotics, minimal drainage, no fever. Weight has improved, tolerating diuretics and ARB, way down from 202 to 183, supposed to be doing salt fluid restrictions, denies vomiting, dysphagia, soft stools, no bleeding, urine with frequency but no cloudiness or blood, less edema, less shortness of breath, more activity, more mobility, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, presently no orthopnea, denies pyrrole material hemoptysis, denies sleep apnea machine, never smoke. Next paragraph. Medication list review. There are plans, cardiology, Dr. Ali, ALI, changing Lipitor to Crestor for better aggressive control of cholesterol. Glipizide up to 10 milligrams, metformin 1,000 twice a day. On long-acting insulin, Levimir, short-acting was discontinued. Nifedipine is being stopped today and started on Toprol, long-acting 25 milligrams twice a day tonight. Remains on Demadex 20 milligrams and potassium replacement, also taking Diovan, presently 80 milligrams. Today, blood pressure 136-60. Today, no evidence of respiratory distress. He has never smoked, although lungs are very distant. And air trapping, no bronchial wheezes, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, bilateral leg ulcer, edema, wrappings, but improved, right hand and edema, about 1 centimeter or less, dorsal aspect ulceration, the base, some purulent material, but no surrounding cellulitis. Next paragraph, we did testing, serology, for the nephrotic range proteinuria at 7.5 grams in 24 hours, being negative for membranous nephropathy, among others. This is probably related to diabetes. Has large kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Has preserved kidney function at 0.8 with a normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated from diuretic 34, a normal albumin calcium, phosphorus, low normal white blood cell, normal platelets, anemia 10.3. Last echo is from January, normal ejection fraction, enlargement of atria, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, mitral regurgitation, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, and severe pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. diabetic nephropathy, next number, nephrotic range proteinuria, presently normal albumin, so non-nephrotic syndrome, serology negative for membrane of nephropathy, among others. Next number, large kidneys, bilateral, typical for diabetes, without obstruction, urinary retention. Next number, bilateral leg ulcers, congestive heart failure, likely from pulmonary hypertension, which likely represents respiratory condition, although he had never smoked. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled, tolerating ARB among other blood pressure medications. Very appropriate for the degree of proteinuria. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents, continue physical activity, weight reduction, aggressive cholesterol management, restricted sodium protein in the diet, update urine for protein creatinine ratio. Clinically, he looks improved. There might be an improvement from the prior degree of proteinuria. Or he should discuss a length with the patient and wife. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.